Jammers.
Wait, what's the ship?
Jammers,
the Selfish Health Podcast.
Jammers.
Holy shit, I'm Wendy Starling.
Hello.
I'm Megan Rice.
And.
Hey.
Stephen Penta. And
real stoked to be here.
Should we try to actually bring in guests and help people?
Ooh.
I mean, like, it's Selfish Health.
Jammers.
We made up a term. We can do whatever the fuck we want.
We just met. She already hates me.
I know.
Like everyone else, Stephen.
No, when we walked up and Stephen had the window open and he popped his head out, it was like a Mr. Rogers moment.
Well, because you can hear Wendy's laugh from 3 miles away.
Yeah, it's sad.
No, it's
Megan
like
can hear it from like, 3,000 miles
yeah,
away.
Yeah, I was going to say, I hear it.
It's like a cry of fun.
It's, like, it's a cry of something.
Yeah, I was going to I don't know if fun would be the
word. Right, it's
maybe
a cry.
Like, an H word, a cry for...
A cry for hell. I'm trying to summon all my fellow demon friends. A cry for hell. For hell, for
like
sweet death. Right.
A cry from hell. Sweet album title.
Oh God, here we go.
Oh, Jesus.
Teenage angst out of the gate. Oh my God. How are we doing? Yeah.
Pretty good. No, that's good.
Steven, no, what's wrong? This is how every episode starts.
I know. Steven said,
try and figure out what Steven's upset about this week.
Well, no, I'm good. I'm turning a new leaf. This is the new improved positive. I'm good. I'm like,
I know. He's just,
really?
Yeah. The sun is coming out. Cool. I'm popping out windows. It's fucking Sesame Street over here.
Yeah. He popped his head out and I was like, the people love Pussy Fart Gang. That's what he said. He's excited.
Yeah.
Happy and sad.
I'm real excited about the Pussy Fart Gang.
Yeah.
Nervous Who that it's it? Going to ruin my professional life.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's going to ruin all of our lives for sure.
Yeah. He's just like, we're like, this is a funny idea. And then it's like, oh, people like this. We have started a real gang. Yep.
Megan is like, I'm stuck with you forever now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a pause. You should like hold the mic and just get right up on it.
Yeah. I
Got
love
it.
This power.
Get
yeah,
in
that's going to be.
Get
that's,
in
that's
it.
That's how it goes down.
This is our
Put old, it in you.
Yeah. Yep. Nice and close. We like to bring people in. So we like to bring people in who've never podcast. A lot of other podcasts bring in professional podcasters or comedians. And we're like,
No.
Where's the fun in that?
No.
Who learns anything from the people you hear all the time?
No, this is the second guest that we've had on Jammers. That is someone who came to Glamour Post and was like, can I get you a drink? And I was like, here, do my show. So if you like Jammers and you want to be a guest and you feel like you have something to share, it's pretty easy.
Yeah.
Come all you to have Glamour to do Post. Is offer a drink.
Yes, absolutely. Come to a show. Offer to buy me a drink and you'll be a star.
The lowest level of star possibly imaginable.
I love this podcast so much.
You're not a star so much as a piece of confetti in a gutter.
Yeah.
You're
yeah,
glittery.
Oh yeah. I was going to be like, not like a good piece of confetti.
No, like a leftover from a kid's project.
A kid's project. When yeah. did you use confetti in a project? Are you talking glitter glue? Are we talking glitter glue or confetti?
Is it not the same? I guess no, confetti's
How
more...
How dare you? No, it is not the same.
I'm sorry. We all saw your doll project.
Yeah, exactly.
Martha Stewart from hell.
Oh, Jesus. That was terrifying.
That dick-sucking stuffed animal. It's not even... It was an angel.
It looked like it had a butthole for a mouth.
Yeah.
It really did. It really... It did. I don't know what I was going for. I'm not entirely sure. What 5-year-old me was going for with that, but I fucking nailed it for sure.
Yeah, I do like that people like it. We're gonna make a soft turn out of the Pussy Fart Gang. We're gonna park our motorcycles.
No, I think this is relevant to the Pussy Fart Gang because when you're in a gang, I was actually thinking about this.
Yeah,
we first had this conversation when we were doing the portrait episode because we were staring at ourselves and I'm like, I could use a haircut. And I forget what I was watching, some war movie or something. I watch a lot of like replays.
What?
No, I was watching a war movie, like Apocalypse Now, one of those like epic classic
and
war movies.
And that made you think about, man, I need to get my hair cut.
Well, no, it made me think about, so the guys in the movie were cutting each other's hair. And I was like, why doesn't everyone know how to cut hair? Like, why don't I know how to like look in this mirror and just cut my own hair?
That's a strange thing to take from a war film instead
That's
of like
very I'm unsettled by what Steven took away from Apocalypse Now.
Right. I was watching
when you watch it as much as I have, you start to really dig into the layers.
Right. You really are like a 14-year-old boy.
He's just dead.
He so badly wants to be cool. How many times have you
I want to be cool so bad.
Haven't you cut your own hair before?
No.
Really?
No, I'm actually really crazy about who I let cut my hair. Like, that's why I let my hair grow so long, because I'll go, like, months without... I just get it cut real short, and then I go months without a haircut and just let it go.
It's not very punk rock of you, Steven. You've never cut your own hair.
It really isn't.
Well, you know, I think we've all learned that I am not actually... I'm in love with things that are punk rock, but I myself am... potentially maybe not very punk rock.
You are potentially...
Yeah, Steven, we know that, because no one that says I'm punk rock is punk rock.
Exactly. Yes.
No, we discovered you're not punk rock, you're a serial killer. So yeah. We discovered.
No. I've been branded a serial killer, and it's wrong.
Yeah. We'll find. Oh, yeah. You're real particular about who you let cut your hair. OCD, that's a big thing with serial killers. They're
yeah,
all
let's
very
go through the list. Let's go through the list.
Let's
the
do
list
it.
Of serial killers?
Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, he was so upset about his hair, he wore a hood all the time.
Is that for fashion reasons?
I totally get it, though. I would never let anyone that is not professional to cut my hair.
Oh, and we have
very
guessed.
Specific...
We should do an actual introduction. Where's your professional matters, Wendy?
Yeah, be professional. Oh, she bought me drinks before the show this morning also. That was part of the deal. I was like, do you want to buy me drinks? I mean, do the show, 10 a.m.? Yeah. 2 hours before start time. We've been taking shots. We have a guest, and she's a hairstylist. She also, drunkenly at Glamour Post, was like, I'd love to cut your hair sometime. And I was like, that sounds great. And then we're like, ooh, guest for the show. Perfect.
And I'll get a free haircut. This
yeah.
Is perfect.
This is great. Just phoning it in. Each episode, just we give less
no,
of the shit. This
more
is,
and more professional.
Yeah.
Well, that's not. I don't know if we give less and less of a shit, Steven, but we definitely don't get more and more professional with each episode.
All
so
right.
Let's. We have a guest here. So this is the other voice that you hear with an accent.
My name is Tali. Tal Lieberman. I am an aspiring hairdresser, actually. Had only one lesson so far, but I really love it.
What are you going to do?
You know, it's actually really weird how I got to do that, because I cannot stand people's hair, actually.
Wait,
but
you
I
can't
would
stand,
love,
wait, tell
I
me,
love to
tell
cut
me,
hair.
Tell me what you hate.
First
about
of all,
it's really weird. I wouldn't even sit on a bench. If there's a hair on a bench, I would not sit there.
Oh.
Because I can't touch hair that is not attached to a head.
Huh. So you have the real thing with, like, stray hair.
Yes.
You should maybe not be a hairdresser.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stray hairs floating around a hair salon.
Right.
But when it comes to cutting hair, I actually really like it. I don't even think about my disliking of hair.
Wait, what is it that you dislike about the hair? I kind of want to dive into this.
I can never explain it. It just, I cannot be... If
it,
I
like,
see a hair
you
fall
out?
Over your head, I'm like, okay.
Wow.
Switching over.
Yeah.
So it like grosses you out. Like
yeah.
Stray hairs are like, ew.
Stray hair grosses me out a little bit. Not as much as it used to be, yes, but I would still not sit next on a bench that there's a stray hair there.
What is your accent? Where are you
Israeli.
From? Israeli?
Yeah.
Oh,
Badass. Thank God. It sounded a little Germany at first, and we were like, you better not be a Nazi. We'll kick you out of this building.
We have a big problem with Nazis.
Wait, how many times, you keep bringing up the example of a bench. How many times are you just going to sit on a bench and you see a stray hair on a bench and you're like, fuck this bench?
Well, not so much anymore, but on the subway a lot. But not in the hair salon. That
so
I feel like it doesn't, I don't even think about it.
The last thing I fear on the subway is a stray hair.
Yeah.
I would be grateful for a stray hair sometimes on the subway. Grateful if that was my biggest problem.
Yeah, I'm more afraid of the hair that's attached to a body on a subway, because it's usually attached to a mad person or someone eating their own poop or doing something really fun on the train. Only seen it once, but it did happen. He could have been doing a trick with pudding to fake everybody out and get his own car.
Maybe, yeah, it was like the Mars bar situation. Like, he's like, oh, you think I'm eating poop? I'm just eating a candy bar.
He just wanted to take a nap. He just wanted his own train car.
Yeah, exactly. I'm on board with this guy.
Just a real meta art performance.
That's what I do with Uber pools. I get the pool because it's cheaper, but then I just like eat my Mars bars in there so no one ever gets in. That's how I look fancier than I am.
But it's actually poo when you do it.
It's actually shit.
Sure.
Yeah, it's actually my shit that I've packaged in a candy bar. So you're Israeli and you hate hair. Cut hair.
I hate stray hair. Love hair. I'm obsessed with hair. I'm obsessed with my own hair. I don't let anyone that is not a professional to touch it. Not even like if you look at my hair, I'm like, okay, what are you planning on my hair? You know, I'm pretty much obsessed about it. That's why I went and asked my hairdresser to teach me, because I figured, okay, if it's something that I really like, maybe I will like also cutting hair so I can find my career finally in my mid-30s. but it's fun. It's really fun when you get into it to cut someone's hair.
Now, what kind of hairstyles are you really drawn to?
Barbering. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, definitely just short hair. Wow. I don't want to deal with long hair. Yeah, Megan, you're out of the picture.
I'm fine with it. Wendy looked very bothered by that, to the point I'm like, do you think your hair is long?
Yeah, I don't want to deal with long hair. Well, I'm just excited. Well, I just find it to be an aggressive statement. I don't want to deal with long hair.
well, by not dealing, I mean, I feel it's challenging. And that's something that I'm a little scared of. It's not that I don't want to deal with it. I prefer not to cut long hair. It's a better way to put it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Less of a chance.
Maybe you'll grow into long hair.
Maybe.
Oh, you know? God. You were doing
pun? If you're doing barbering.
No. That did not even cross my mind.
Yeah, you were doing a hair pun, and I appreciated it, and I wish you would have leaned it. You'll grow into long hair.
I didn't appreciate it.
Oh, I know. Megan went right over, and I was like, nope, that was a pun, mind. And he did yeah, not
I was like,
know
nope,
it.
We're moving on. We're all moving right. on.
Okay, so now you can get a cool, like, you can do Steven's hair like a military haircut.
Well, I don't know about that.
You get your war haircut, nerd.
I don't
We'll do it in a foxhole.
But, no, I don't know. I'm pretty sure that's a hard... I don't feel comfortable about a war haircut.
No, that would actually that would not... Bad. No, that, you don't have the cheekbones for
I feel like
it.
That would be wrong. I do not.
You do not have the cheekbones for it. Now, you've got... Tell your haircut. So, what is this? How long have you had this haircut? Because the sides are shaved and there's a ponytail. Lean in so Megan can see it. It's a real
yes,
hip
I like
cut.
Well, thank you. Well, I've had it actually for about a year and I'm getting tired of it. So I'm going to cut the top. Just keep the shaved sides.
Are you going to go for like a more barbered kind of look? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, for sure.
So now what have you learned? So we need to learn how to cut our own hair. And you're one lesson ahead of us.
Well, that's what one lesson. Are you in barbering college or are you apprenticing?
I'm neither, actually. My hairdresser is teaching me, personally.
Okay.
So she's teaching me at the hair salon where she works, at Fellow Barber. Doing a little commercial here.
Yeah, plug it up.
Do it.
And... yeah, that's it. She's like teaching me and another friend, and it's pretty neat. So I get to use all the amazing tools that she has, the clippers and scissors and whatnot. And she fixed the guy that I cut his hair, my friend, she fixed it a little bit, but I actually think that I did a good job for my first time. Like, you know, got no complaints. So
now what do you do? Because, I mean, honest to God, though, like, a good haircut is like, who really gives a shit? I've cut my own hair many
not
times.
Not true.
Nobody
a lot
notices.
Of people care.
Yeah, no, I care.
Yeah. Especially with short hair, people care. People, like, either have an OCD or some sort of obsessiveness about it, but...
I mean, think about how crazy I am about my clothes and, like, you know, a haircut to me, like, it just lives.
You're crazy about your
Steven,
clothes?
You. We know you're a prissy lady that wants to be pretty all the time.
100%. If I'm thinking about something like that I wear every day, like shoes or glasses or one of those permanent fixtures.
Glasses.
Glasses are a really big deal to me. Do not care. I'm going to be honest.
He doesn't want, now Steven doesn't wash his hair. Wait, is that good or is that bad?
It's true.
Or his body. He also does not wash his body.
No, my body is very clean. My hair is very not.
Well, it depends how we look at it. Well, scientifically, even washing your body is not good to wash it every day.
So
they're saying once a week.
Okay.
But, you know, it's on your own peril.
See, punk as fuck. That's what I'm talking about.
No, that's not punk.
That's God, science.
Stop it.
We
no.
have a scientific expert.
No. It's because lazy. It's no. laziness.
It's not
not
laziness.
Showering.
No,
not
no,
showering.
It's not showering. It's not washing your hair. I figured this out when I was touring that it was like if I wash my hair less, women dig it more.
Well,
I did the
what,
science.
Because what water does, it's...
I did the science.
You were saying.
Okay, love. Now, Tali, okay, tell yes. us what water does.
Well, it's soften, when it comes to your head, it softens your follicles.
Yeah.
So, and
it's a hair term, follicle. Yeah. We got a professional.
And it's softens your follicles and your skull, and it's easier to both lose hair that way.
Which I do.
And when
want.
You use also shampoo, that's why I use coconut oil based shampoos, something
God,
that nutritious,
fucking hippies,
is nutritious to your skin because the chemicals in shampoo also kills. The good vitamins in your hair, same as water and soap. Why scientists say not to shower so often because it kills all the good germs in your body. Hmm. Just same like using those alcoholic things that people use to for their hands.
Oh yeah, like
the
Purell,
sanitizer,
alcohol.
Yeah,
yeah. Vodka. Yeah.
Those alcoholic things. Wendy and Megan, we're right here. We can hear you. You know, people use those alcoholic things. Yes, to have fun. We're here.
I will just mention English is my third language, so there will be grammar mistakes and stuff. So yeah,
that's fine.
Very
English. No, English is our first language, and you're doing better than we've ever done.
Because I was just going to say that. So be like, I don't speak any other language, and I barely speak this one.
Right.
Cutting hair.
So when you went in, you were like, and this is actually kind of perfect for the show because this is the Selfish Help podcast. She listened to the art one and the pussy farking one. So this is perfect.
That's good to come in on.
Yeah. So this is cool because what were you doing before? And then you decided, what were you doing for work before?
Well, I am working in food service right now, and that's the thing. I have been trying to do a bunch of other things to try to find what I really want to do, something that I like, because I don't want to, you know, work a Monday through Friday 9-to-5 job or whatever soul-crushing job. And I initially came to New York for acting, decided to give that up, and now I'm trying directing. But
you're in showbiz now, baby.
But with the hairdressing, I just figured I'm really obsessive about my hair, and my friends really make fun of me about not letting them touch my hair or anything. So, you know, I figured I'll ask my hairdresser. She said, yeah, I'll teach you.
So I'm looking in a mirror to my future.
Mm-hmm. I know. You guys are both very, like, all right, great. You have two people who give a shit a lot about their hair and then...
don't care at all.
Do you really not give a shit? You really... You give a shit.
I give a half of a shit.
You give a shit.
You know what? I found that there's a difference between short and long hair. When I had the long hair, I didn't give a shit either because all I had to do was wash it and go out.
Say,
or put
my hair
in a ponytail.
Is long. She just said my hair is long.
Well, it's longer. It's not long.
I can put it in a scrunchie.
Yeah, fuck you, Wendy. It's longer.
Yeah, I can put
not
it in a scrunchie.
Yeah. It's long-ish.
Oh, yeah? You think my hair's not long? I'm going to rip it out and throw it on a bench. I'm going to throw it on that chair and see how not long my hair is. And then you can do the podcast standing up on a shelf like a scared cat. I'll just pluck all my hairs out. And you tell me how not long my hair is.
She'll do it too. Wendy will pluck each hair out individually just to prove this stupid point. She 100% will do it.
Yep. I've been bald a couple times. I'll do it again. I don't give a shit. I have luxurious long hair like a Barbie.
Okay. Calm it down.
So like a Barbie with an eating disorder, the kind that makes them fatter. Like a Barbie with a thyroid problem.
That's a good Barbie.
Yeah.
Thyroid Barbie.
Yeah.
We need more realistic.
All sorts of different.
Did you see
leukemia
those?
Leukemia Barbie. Just thinking of, you know.
Leukemia Barbie. That's when I had
fun different Barbies.
Recovery Did you, Barbie.
Yeah. Well, recovery Barbie. That's a very. They would both have the same haircut. Did you cut your Barbie's hairs? I mean, did you?
Of course.
Yeah. And give them funky hairstyles?
Yeah. And also rip their heads off occasionally and make them fuck each other. Yeah, of course.
Thank you. I didn't want to be the one to say that because everyone, every time, yep. Yeah.
Who didn't have their Barbies fuck each other?
Right.
A fucking idiot, that's
it. No, when you made your Barbies fuck, was that before or after you decapitated them?
It depended on the mood I was in. Sometimes it'd be midway through.
Yeah.
It'd be so good. One would literally lose a head.
And then sometimes, and then Stephen, I'm waiting for Stephen to be like, get to the part where you wait, your serial killer. Like, did you ever make the Ken fuck the decapitated
I'm assuming, head? I'm assuming exactly he's jerking off right now tongue. In the corner. Like, yeah, decapitated Barbie's having sex.
I'm biting my tongue, trying not to say anything serial killer like.
Yeah. Good.
Well, that's what Ed Kemp used to do.
No.
What?
A serial killer. I think, wasn't his name Ed Kemp that he
Ed
cut heads
Gein?
And he fucked the head after?
Ed Gein. Gein? 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 Oh, we're so not serial killer experts.
Ed
right
Gein?
Now.
Oh, you. Megan got so serious. Like,
you see
Gein.
Like,
guys.
Guys.
I think I know. We dated.
He used to do what?
He decapitated the heads and he fucked the head.
Like in the mouth or in the neck hole?
Both. I think it depended
switch
who it
up.
Was. I think when his mother, I think it was in the mouth, and the other members of the family was in the neck. I can't remember exactly the details, but yeah.
Wow. You're more comfortable talking about this than talking about hair yeah. on a bench. And it's making me nervous.
Do you have any other OCD kind of things like that really like just go, whoa, like... Hair on a bench. Like, is there anything else that...
Probably nothing that comes to mind right now.
Okay.
But probably, yes.
I'll tell you what doesn't make
when
her nervous.
When people don't fuck the neck hole, that right. really gets my goat.
That helps me fall asleep to watch that. No, okay.
Oh, well, that's
oh,
actually...
Oh, no, that's... Yeah,
finally,
let's change
a meditation
the... Me and Wendy can talk about this.
Speaking our language, you put on the murder shows and go to sleep?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's so
sleep
it's
like for, a baby.
Mm-hmm.
It's so relaxing. Ghost movies, I can't do that, but murder shows all day.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, yeah actual no. things, real life.
I just fall asleep to Star Trek like a true nerd.
You fall asleep to Star Trek?
Yeah, you're going to fall asleep, put on some Star Trek. You will fall asleep.
Because oh, it's so fucking boring, Steven. Is that why?
Oh, well, it has a slow pace compared to the shows of the day.
What does that even mean? The
you're 700 year. He's Megan a 740 year old
so
vampire
mad.
Who is pretending like he's in his questionable 30s,
right?
But I feel like okay, let's. I've got it all figured out. So
please.
When Steven became a vampire, you know how you like average age, you'd live to like 35, maybe if you were lucky.
Yeah.
So Steven really is a 14 year old boy. He just looks terrible. But all 14-year-old boys probably looked like Steven 647 years ago.
Oh, yeah, because that was middle-aged.
Yeah, that was middle-aged.
Mm-hmm.
So now Steven is walking around masquerading like a person in his 30s. I think he just doesn't know even what to say. He's like, what's realistic? That's why he doesn't tell us how old he is.
Right. Mm. He's like, you know, I'm punk rock. I watch Star Trek and go to sleep. Shows of the day. That's why he doesn't wash his
shows
hair.
Shows of the day.
It's not good. It's because he's afraid of the new technology of shampoo. He's like,
yeah,
I don't trust
it. He doesn't understand it.
I don't trust
it. He rubs mud in his hair every other day.
So I'm a 14-year-old vampire. All I'm hearing is I'm pretty hot. I'll take it. I'll take it.
How
Jesus
did you
Christ.
Take that away from what I just said?
It's all I heard. It was it. 14. I'm a 14-year-old vampire. I'll take it.
Oh, my God. You could listen to Star
like
Trek
ready,
to go to sleep
like
or that
like,
clip of Steven to go to sleep.
I'm ready to lay out on a velvet couch and just vampire.
You're creepily like strewn,
yeah,
but
no,
you are
sorry.
Really. No, it's
sorry,
fine. You're just like, you know, you got your knees up on the couch. You're really leaning. He started to spread out.
Yeah, guys, I'm a 14-year-old vampire now.
3,000 miles away.
Oh,
I know. Even though California's on fire, you'd rather be there.
I would rather be in a state that is.
Are you overlooking
almost,
the fire right now?
Where do you think I live, Steven?
Oh, I don't
in some
know.
Fancy
in
mansion
hills,
in the hills?
Right? That's,
yeah. I live at the top of Griffith Park in a shack that I've built. It is pretty. It's pretty crazy. Southern California
crazy.
Is on fire.
Yeah.
That fire up north is like 97,000 acres now.
Ooh.
My parents say it's like fine by them, but
it's so
I might
scary.
Have to go at any minute.
Wow.
To evacuate.
Your apartment?
I'm kidding. No, I'm totally kidding.
Jesus
I'm totally
Christ.
Kidding. No, I'm totally kidding. It's like in the valley and in Bel Air. I'm far from both those
fuck
things.
Those people.
Yeah, fuck those rich people and then those definitely not rich people.
Right. The rich people and the meth addicts. Fuck them all. Yeah, no, this is good.
Not true. I'm very concerned. As a fellow vampire.
As a fellow vampire? Yeah, look, he does.
About what? What does that mean?
I don't
know. He's
that's
pretending
where else
that,
would my vampires live? But Los Angeles.
Mm. You're trying to do a misdirect in New York. Now you're playing dumb to misdirect and be like, oh, he's definitely not a vampire because he thinks they live in LA. We see your game.
Very tricky.
I see you.
We'll find your coven. Do they have covens like witches?
So if there's one thing we know about vampires,
I'm sure they do.
Killer hair. Mm-hmm. Consistently. Very important to the vampire culture.
Oh my God.
Glowing skin and killer hair.
And that's
from
why
not
he
watching yourself.
And that's why he's watching these war movies. And he doesn't give it death and destruction.
Because he's
just like, look at the hair. Look at these guys. Look at they're cutting hair. Because death doesn't faze him. Because it's not something that can happen to him. Yeah, he can never die.
I was going to say, that's what he comes to. He jerks off to war movies because he thirsts for death.
Yeah.
You know? He's 647 years old.
He prays for sweet death.
He can't have it. So he watches war movies to A, be inspired by their hair that he will never have because he won't get a haircut like that. But also to be like, oh, the sweet release of death. I would love it so much.
I know. And that, oh my God, Megan Rice, that explains why he wanted to do this podcast with us, because every time he has to talk with us for an hour, it's the closest he gets to dying. It's the closest he gets to feeling like he's died and gone to hell.
The pain of death. Yes.
Yes. That's the only reason he does this, Joe.
We've got it all figured out.
Yeah.
Finally.
Finally. Yeah. That's why he's so, it's weird. Cause it's like, I feel like you don't like it, but you do like it. And that makes sense. God damn it.
I'm content knowing his age now. I'll never again try to trick him into revealing his age. Cause I just figured it out.
Right. See, look at that. Okay, great. Well,
so
now this makes sense. Now it makes sense.
Haircuts.
I know. And now, okay. Well, you're going to be alive forever, so you have all kinds of time to learn how to...
Yeah, Wendy needs help now.
Yeah, we need help now. Well, we all need help. And California's on fire. The world's going to shit real rapidly.
Yeah.
This is a self... When we started the podcast...
So I'm feeling like Kiefer Sutherland and The Lost Boys.
Yes.
Good luck for the upcoming apocalypse.
Yes. Well, that's the thing. We have to learn all these skills because we're going to be living in huts.
I'll just go outside and let the fires singe my hair to get a haircut. I don't need shears.
Megan, have you ever changed up your hair dramatically? What's the arc? Wendy, I kind of have known.
What's the arc of my hair?
I met Wendy at Shaved Head Wendy. That was my first impression of Wendy Starling.
Oh, yeah, when I had a shaved head.
Yeah, badass.
See, and I've never once said I was punk rock, but you know what? I have done shave my own head twice.
And my first impression of Wendy was like, this fucking punk.
Like, then you're like, oh no, this is mentally unstable.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so, there's nothing punk rock about this. This is a cry for hell.
Right.
This is for sure a cry for hell.
This is not punk rock so much as it is unmedicated.
I loved it. I was like, I am in. Whatever you're doing, I'm jumping on board.
So Megan, what's the arc of your hair?
Yeah, Megan, well, what's your shaved hair story?
It all started in 1986 when I was born. With hair.
It was a big,
did you
big
have hair when you were
hair.
Born?
No, I was bald. I was bald till I was like three. Like,
yeah,
my
me
mom
too.
Took me to a doctor.
Oh,
like they were like worried I wouldn't have. Well, I have very thin hair. I do have like very fine and thin hair, which is a terrible combination. Which is why my hair looks like a trash bag.
Your hair is very cute and
well,
fluffy.
Right. I mean, now it's just in a little
pony.
A little pony. Steven, I'm very cool. My hair has been like every color and every length and non-existent.
Okay.
When you color your hair, do you ever color your hair, Tali?
I did when I was younger.
How old are you? You don't have to tell us. Tell us.
I'm 34.
Oh, cool. See how easy?
Another 30-ish.
Yeah, I did when I was like 18, 19, I think. I dyed it only twice. Once it was, I think it was red. It was awful.
And like vampire blood red?
Yep.
Yep.
And once it was blonde. Okay. Because I wanted to feel how it's like to be blonde.
Bleach blonde, like a real like white blonde, or like a more authentic natural.
Yeah, very similar
like
to Wendy.
Blonde.
Yeah, trying to be like Wendy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When mine is colored, thank you so much. Mine is colored.
I still
now.
Can't get over the arc of your hair. Just that sentence yeah.
Come on. I've had some stages of hair. Some have been very,
but
very.
No, it's the phrasing, Stephen. The arc of your hair.
The arc of your hair.
Like
story.
It's a
what?
Journey.
Yeah.
What was your hair's journey?
What is your hair's journey? I want to know. I've got a lot of time, guys. I'm very, very old.
Yeah, when you're 647 years old, I guess you fucking get bored. You got to find stuff to talk about.
You might start asking strangers about the arc of their hairstyle.
I know. He's like, we got to make this conversation last for a while. And the rest of us are like, get to it.
Yeah, we're dying rapidly. And he's like, I'm not.
Tell me about the arc of something, anything.
I have literally hundreds of years to hear about it.
So, okay. So Megan's hair arc is, we're great. We all have great hair. Cutting hair. So what did you learn on your first lesson? I want to hear about this. So you go to your hairdresser. You're like, I'm trying to find the arc of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Mm. Yeah. You like that, Steven?
Yeah.
That was for the vampire. I want to keep him happy so he doesn't start feeding on us. He would never do that, though.
He wouldn't. He's sober. He'd just get drunk. I think we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
I'm definitely the low-key vampire blood. That would live off of rats and just be like politely here on a podcast. It's a very boring existence. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Let's get some scissors out. I brought scissors. Do you have scissors? I did bring scissors.
Wait, you brought scissors?
Fuck like, yeah, I brought scissors.
What kind of scissors?
They're like, shears. They're shears.
Oh no, these are scissors.
I was trying to pretend like we fucking were professional, but man.
Oh no, I brought
they're children's safety scissors.
they're the crinkly kind. It's for scrapbooking.
Yeah.
That's how I get the edge on my hair. That's how I don't actually have curly hair. I just cut it with like the star shape scissors that I stole from my sisters. So what did you learn in your first haircut lesson?
So she taught me to section the hair, basically, because when you cut the hair, it has to go section by section. That's how you look. Also, the first part that you cut, you go upon that. That's how you determine the length of the rest of the hair that you cut. So she taught me that.
How do you section it? Because you cut
section
your own
in
hair.
Fours. I went to beauty school.
You see, now you have a professional and you have a professional wannabe.
Megan, the way your body, the way you just sat back.
Like, I'm getting like very like,
mic drop.
The way you just sat back, you're like, I went to beauty school. Quick, do Tali's accent. Tali, go get us more booze. Do Tali's accent and we'll interview
booze.
You.
I love more booze.
Get more alcohol. I'll give you money for a beer run. Megan, do the accent.
It's 10:13 here. I'm down for some drinks. Let's do it. I've been up for 4 hours. It's time to drink.
So then how do you, so you guys tell us how to do it. So how do you cut your own hair? So you section it in fours in which way?
It depends on how you cut it, honestly, the style that you do, but it's better to section the back of the hair, you section it back, and the front, like the top, you section it to the front or to the sides. At least from what I learned so far.
I'm looking at Megan for this. Is this correct?
Well, it's different for like if you have short hair, like barbering, you don't have to section
so like
it in
that,
fours.
But that
section
is usually...
into fours is like long hair. And then you do like a like quarter, you quarter your head.
Oh, I was thinking mm-hmm.
that. Like a serial killer would do.
No, but that's like, that's how they would cut my hair. Like you section it into the back and then put the front forward.
Yeah, put clippers on and just go like, you know, line by line, cut the hair. And done.
Oh, okay.
That's it. She taught me to use the clippers, how to shave, like to do a neat line behind the ears, the temple, to section the side of like above your ear.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, fuck, this sounds like it's pretty easy, Steven. And I brought this haircut thing because you wanted to do it. So
what's
now
a haircut thing?
This is going to turn into a game of dare.
Like, yeah, so like, now we're
let
just
me cut your hair. Let's try it. I can't promise that you will leave the house for a couple of weeks, but you know, let's try it.
Yeah, this is what you wanted. Look,
she's
her accent. Now you're going to feel like you're in a movie. These, you guys are like Israeli soldiers and you're in a foxhole.
That's weird.
That's very strange.
Should we cut our hair before or after we fuck these neck holes?
Do we actually have the tool? Oh, this is terrifying. Okay.
Do we have tools? What? I got a hairbrush.
How is it terrifying? It's a haircut. Haircut, hair grows. That's why my hair has been like every color
so
and every length.
I don't give a shit.
Cuts. Wait. Okay.
I cut my own hair the last couple. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm having a panic attack. I'm not having a panic attack. The hair soap, Tali, and you're here and I don't want this to be, you know, you're not involved in the family fight. Okay, mm-hmm. Sweetie. We love you. You're great.
We love you. We have a problem with our shitty vampire son dad.
No, because when we're trying to find topics for the show and people write in and give us suggestions, and this is one of the things, and Steven was really into like,
I want to learn how to do this.
Right. And so now we're here. We have, little unbeknownst to us, we had Megan, we had a professional sitting here the whole time who could have just...
I quit halfway through. I only have 800 hours.
That's okay. Fine. Okay, go.
Like so everything in my life, I quit. Before I could be successful at it.
So now we got someone in here who's going to cut hair, and it's perfect for our podcast because she's also just starting out and trying to figure out, and she's trying to change her life. And
get a career started, learn something new. And Steven goes, poo-poo to that.
You can cut my hair. I don't give a shit.
For someone who's 647 years old, you have plenty of more time to get the hair grown.
Yeah. See?
See, but also, you know, at 640, you're just waiting for it to go. It's like, well, my time is very limited with this hair.
What if that's why he's so upset about it? Because it took him 647 years to grow it this long.
He's so sensitive about it.
No, because vampires are dead, but when you're dead, what keeps growing? Your hair and your fingernails.
Wait. Okay.
You know what is gross? Hold on.
This is an interesting conversation. So what kind of, how do you think about, what types of haircuts fit for different style faces and different shapes of heads and that kind of thing? Like, what's your approach to that? And just hairstyling in general. I think we need a little bit more interview process before
Even answer him. He's literally just biding time so he doesn't have to get a haircut.
You can cut my hair. Now, what's more interesting than that? Now, we've already discovered that Tali's just starting, okay? Mm-hmm. What's more interesting, I'm going to go back to this. Yeah, that's gross. When you die, the hair keeps growing.
Yeah. And fingernails.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gross. See, that's why hair grosses me out. When I shaved my head a couple times, and I remember being like...
And then you died.
And then I died, and then it grew back out, and that brought... It is gross. When I shaved my head and then it started to grow back in, that's why I have a hard time letting it grow long. Because when I really thought about what hair was, it's just dead protein sprouting off of your living body. And it's just dead. It's just this gross, dead protein hanging off your face. It's, when I think about it too much, it creeps me out.
But
it's
also
fucking
creates
gross.
A creates a persona that defines your entire being. I mean,
oh,
it might be dead protein, but your haircut. No, haircuts are important.
I mean, it is a very superficial way to look at it, but I look at it the same way as you do.
Thank you.
Yeah, it is a very superficial way to look at it.
I'm a very superficial person. It's okay.
It's one of the first things that people notice about you, like your clothes and your shoes. It's superficial.
You have to make a first impression.
Yeah.
It's real punk rock to give a shit what people think about you.
Yeah, it is. Oh, you think Iggy Pop doesn't give a shit? Bowie doesn't give a shit? Lou Reed doesn't give a shit? Those guys all give a shit. They're all doing
one of those people's
together.
Punk rock.
Guess which one, Steven?
What?
Of those people you name, which one is punk rock?
Lou Reed. I would bet Lou Reed. I bet the farm on Lou Reed.
Megan's face.
Lou Reed's just an old junkie.
Oh.
Well, not anymore.
Fuck your face. No. Disagree. Hard disagree on that. All right.
Velvet Underground. Really overrated. Okay, I said it.
Yeah, hairs, that is something that is gross to me. That it's like, it is. And fingernails, and they dig people. That's so weird. That it keeps sprouting.
That it keeps growing?
It is very weird.
Yeah.
Well, it's like when you're alive, that like your nose and your ears never stop growing. That's why, you know, old people all look like the guy from the movie Up.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they look like every character from Labyrinth.
Also that.
The Billy Crystal Goblin in Labyrinth.
The Billy Crystal Goblin?
Yeah,
is that what you call him?
He voiced the goblin.
Did he?
That is not what I think of when I think of Labyrinth.
I think so.
Do we know that? I do not know that.
I could be fully making that up.
I 100% hope you are, because that is a weird makeup thing.
and that it came to me so readily. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, the Billy Crystal Goblin. That's what everybody calls him. That's actually, if you watch the credits in the movie, his character name is Billy Crystal Goblin.
Yeah. And that's his tiny, tiny. And when he hosts the Oscar, it says it real tiny underneath. It looks like asterisks, but it says Goblin.
Wait, are you thinking of Princess Bride? Billy Crystal?
No.
Playing the witch man?
Maybe.
No, no one mixes up Labyrinth and Princess Bride.
Don't put it past me.
Someone had access to something that could give us the answer.
I know. Oh, I guess we'll just never know. It'll just...
Oh, what a simpler time the 90s was.
I know. That was so much nicer when you didn't have... It's such a fucking challenge.
Yeah, you didn't have to cut your hair.
He's talking about the 1690s.
That's right. Oh, yes. In the 1690s, you did not have to. You know what? I want to do a challenge of you are going to cut my hair. I would like to... I'm looking at my phone too much. I want to do a thing where we like don't look at our phone. Oh God.
Oh Jesus. Speaking of, did she just speak to you because you said my
your
phone?
Siri, you said
and your
you
phone
were,
was like,
you said you were looking
at
your phone
hands.
Too much and Siri just yelled at you.
Oh my God.
What did she say?
My quote says, and you're going to cut my hair. I would like to, I will get my phone too much.
Oh.
And then her response was, I don't really like these arbitrary categories.
Oh.
Holy shit. I'm taking a screenshot of this and putting it up on the Instagram.
Siri has been turning on. It's become more.
I do not like this shit. I want to do a week where we like,
no
phone. Shut off all notifications.
You know, I'm so into that. Yeah. I love that. Last night we were watching TV and we were talking, you know, that The Shape of Water, that new Guillermo del Toro movie that looks really cool. We were talking about it because we watched the trailer again and it looks like Abe Sapien from Hellboy. You know what I'm talking about? Like the fish man in Hellboy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like it looks exactly like him. And it's like, so me and Preston were talking. I was like, I wonder if this is like a weird prequel to Hellboy. Or like an Abe Sapien like origin story. And then like 5 minutes later, he was like, well, let's Google it. And I pick up my phone and I wrote, is the SH? And it auto-corrected to, is the Shape of Water an Abe Sapien prequel?
Shut your fucking mouth. I just got chills.
I swear, I showed it to Preston because I was like, okay. How many other fucking people are Googling that that's the first option that comes up to is the shh.
Right.
Like that's all that I put in. And it was like, let me just real quick fix that for you.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, it's fucking listening to me.
Yeah.
Like all the time. How crazy is that?
It's super crazy.
It is. I mean, the ads are definitely like you're seeing more and more. I feel like as there are more ads on Instagram, you're seeing things on there that you're like, wait, I was just talking about that. I don't even think I Googled it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it used to be like you'd Google stuff and then you'd
get
an ad for it.
But now that you're being recorded all the time.
Yeah. Like that was 100%. I mean, that was 100%. That wasn't like I Googled a common question.
I'm like,
that
was
a very weird.
And especially if you.
We're high watching this trailer. Let's figure this out.
Right. And especially coming from you, if it's going to go by like auto, if it's going to autofill based on like common things that you ask or talk about, it
would
be
shit. It would 100% say shit.
It would say, yeah. Is the shit.
In my body coming out soon.
Right. Yeah, it would be that. Yeah, no, I didn't. No. This, it listens to you and like, and even, and we've, it creeps me out. What I need to do is go through and shut off notifications on the social media apps, but even the microphone access.
Yeah.
You have to just shut it off and the camera access. Cause it like when I was, we for sure talked about it on the show. We got to do an episode where we get the phones off. It's getting creepier and creepier.
But at the same time, I'm kind of like, who cares? What am I doing that people are like spying on through Siri?
I don't care about like a spy. I think it's fucking unsettling that I'm sitting in my apartment in my underwear watching trailers with my boyfriend at 10 o'clock at night.
I also find that unsettling.
it's really gross. And my phone is listening to our conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's just like, it's not like I'm like, then the government's going to come in. Like, I just think that's fucking weird. That's super weird. It's too, the targeted advertising and target, I don't like it. I find it uncomfortable.
Yeah. It's a strange thing too. And it reminds me of, do you remember this is going to be a way back reference, Stephen, to you. This is going to feel like yesterday because you're so fucking old.
I am.
But this is the Batman movies with Jim Carrey when he played the Riddler.
The original
Chris
series.
O'Donnell. Yeah. Hello.
Yeah. So that was in the
nipples
film.
Chris O'Donnell?
What?
Chris O'Donnell was Robin.
Didn't Robin have nipples in that? Wasn't that the.
They nipples? All had nipples.
Well, didn't they?
They all had nipples, Steve. Oh.
Trust me.
It was the 90s.
Back in the 90s. No phones, big nipples.
Nipples and grunge. It was nipples and flannel shirts.
But in that movie, I remember the Riddler, part of his plan was he's like, I'm going to power whatever the machine or whatever he was doing. I'm going to suck brain power from the people of Gotham.
Oh my God!
And he put.
It was the thing.
Yes, and he put an antenna on the TV, and what they did is they made it was virtual reality. Yeah. So it was 3D TV, and when you plug this thing in, it was like, cool, it's VR, and we get to watch VR. And then while you watched it, it was sucking shit out of your brain, information
totally
out of your brain.
I totally forgot about that.
Yes.
That's how cryptocurrency was born.
And I remember, even as a kid, watching that, and I'm like, oh, that's regular TV. It's a brain suck. Just watching TV, and there have been a bunch of studies done. I remember my dad showed this to me, and this is why I'm like, I don't have a TV in my house, and I really try to not watch TV when I can.
Oh, yeah, it's that, not because you're poor.
I know. Okay, Wendy. I'm trying to sound, come on. It's because I'm so smart.
I choose not to own a television.
You have the TV and your phone now.
I also don't own any books or anything.
Right. That's the same reason that I live in Ubers. Because I don't like, it stresses me out. You
watch
know,
this minimalism doc on my phone.
Right. It's like the walls of your home are sucking information from your brain. It's like, oh, no, that's your schizophrenic. That is schizophrenia. Yeah, exactly. You're a homeless schizophrenic person. But it's the same. Like if somebody took a metabolic rate of a man who sat on a couch. It was in a Men's Health magazine years ago. And they had this guy sit on a couch for 5 hours and stare at a wall. No entertainment. He just had to think and just sit there, and they measured his metabolic rate. Same dude under the same conditions, the same amount of time and same, but they let him watch TV. So he's watching TV and his metabolic rate was lower. So his body burned less calories, and it's because his brain wasn't thinking of ideas, which generates you, that takes energy to do that. His brain was entertained by the TV. So the rest of his body lulled into the state of like semi-coma, where it just like wasn't doing as much work. It lulls you into this thing. And that's all this VR shit. I don't like it. And all this stuff on the phone, and they're taking information from us. I gotta also go take a nap in my car.
But also they're preventing you from burning calories.
I know. They're trying to make us fat. Yeah. No, it's creepy. It's super. And And then you have to do less work because you can just Google stuff instead of using your brain to think about things or just wondering and having mysteries.
But at the same time, if someone wants to pay us to make television, that's a totally different beast.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you want to pay us to make a TV show, I love
or
TV.
Or a podcast.
I think
or
it's the
content.
Best.
You know, we're all running around creating television now.
I've lost my mind. Can we get a do hair? Are we going to cut hair?
I was going to say, let's cut your hair off. That'll fix it.
That's exactly where you get to, where you're like, I'm cutting my hair.
Yeah, exactly. And this is, yeah. And this is what,
as you're on your way out of the city to move into your bunker in upstate New York.
Right. Tali, you're moving in with me. I just trim a little off the bangs each time. Every mile, cut a little bit.
So what are we doing here?
I don't know. What do you want to do? You said you want to cut my hair. Are you comfortable to do it here? Does that not make you comfortable? I don't give a shit.
I'll be honest. I would prefer to do it next to my hairdresser. So if I fuck it up, she can fix it.
Well, then I guess I'm cutting my own hair. Yeah. How can you fuck up hair?
I mean,
you can.
I mean, I know you guys. I mean, I don't really care.
I know. Me and Wendy are like, how can you fuck it up? It's just
you
gross,
have such a
sloppity
cool,
protein.
Hairstyle. Like, your hair is so cool. I'm surprised that you're actually that chill about.
I cut my own hair, though.
But you, like, rock the glasses and the. Like, you look like you put in some effort to looking as carefree as you do.
Oh God, I don't even know what to say to that because
I'm trying to in a very complex way compliment you, which is the only way I know how.
Yeah, it's a compliment, but it's also like, I get mad when it's cold. I love the cold. The one thing I hate about when it gets cold is I can't just let my hair air dry. I have to blow dry it before I go outside so it doesn't freeze and I don't get cold. No, I got a really nice haircut like 4 months ago and then I just cut it myself. And I dye it at 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock in the morning when I'm FaceTiming Megan.
Those are my favorite phone calls. A very manic 4 a.m. New York time phone call of, I'm going to dye my hair. I'm going to send you pictures of boxes. Maybe we should wait to do this till tomorrow. I already bought the hair dye. I'm on my way home. It's in my hair.
Yeah, I'm walking. I'm pacing.
I mixed it in the CVS.
Yeah, that's normally when I decide to color my hair. I'm like, because once I decide I want a haircut or I want a different hair color, I got to do it right then. I can't wait for like a week. I got to do it right then, right? And then then it turns into some 3 a.m. thing. And then I'm wandering the streets smoking cigarettes with fucking ammonia in my hair, which I'm sure is real safe. And yeah,
I had no idea this was your creative hair process.
Yes, yeah, my fascinating. Case. Oh, wait, maybe the TV wasn't sucking all the information out of my brain. Maybe it was the hair dye combined with cigarette smoke that I'm just huffing. when I've been awake for 2 days in a row.
Well, I think we've sufficiently frightened our guest.
No.
No?
You haven't frightened me. I'm just like, I really don't want to fuck up your hair. I'm willing to give it a go.
I like how you change it around at first.
But I'm willing to give it a go, but I'm afraid to fuck up your hair.
Cut it. Come on. Don't be a bitch.
No.
Yeah. Is this good? Should I threaten the person that I'm about to do this?
Yeah. Yeah. The person who's going to do your hair, call her a bitch. That's a great idea.
You guys are so nervous. You fucking pussy. I just start shoving her.
Yeah. Shove her into the wall and then hand her the scissors midway through shoving her.
Just punch her in the face. Yeah, why brought scissors and a hairbrush? This is going to be real professional. I don't give a shit. You mess it up, I'll do it myself.
Okay.
If you're too afraid, if the guest is too afraid to cut.
This is gotten this is becoming a confrontational
pussy?
Haircut.
You fucking pussy? What, you can't cut hair?
this is like a haircut bar fight.
I know. I think it's going to be a good haircut then.
Okay.
I want bangs. That's what I want.
Oh, good God.
Oh, God. You are you can't make this easy for her, can you?
She looks so nervous.
I look at her eyes and she's like, oh, no, I'm not going to make it easy on you.
This has become a real confrontational.
Look how aggressive
daring.
She looks.
Yeah.
Bangs in the front and braids in the back. You have 8 minutes, you fucking bitch.
Oh, she's really going for the
You keep. Prove yourself. We're going to pretend we're down in the foxhole in the Vietnam War.
Oh God!
You ready?
That sounds like the haircut of a pussy fart gang in the Warriors.
Yeah, yeah. We gotta I want a cool pussy fart gang haircut. So we cut some bangs for me. Hold on, let me get my scissors. Do some put some music.
Okay.
Yeah,
play some some cool. I'm at a salon. Just
the soundtrack
relaxing.
To Edward Scissorhands coming right up.
Do you want to talk about the arc of the haircut you're about to get?
Yeah,
I would love to talk about the chapter 3, the arc of my haircut.
Yawn. Chapter over.
Yeah. All right. Let's cut this. I brought my scissors from my apartment. Those are all purpose scissors.
They're pussy scissors. Are those hair scissors?
No, I told you they're regular scissors. Megan said shears.
Can you use regular scissors? Is that?
No.
No, but I don't have scissors.
Okay.
I brought scissors. This is your fucking punk rock haircut that you wanted, Steven.
No, I don't have anything better than that.
No,
I have,
we're using these. This is what you have a fantasy of cutting hair in foxholes. We're doing it here.
What kind of, and we should get you on a mic.
Those scissors have sure been in my foxhole.
What kind of scissors would you recommend as an actual, like, to have as a hair cutting kit? Like, where do you pick up? Scissor? Do you know yet?
No. Get to that
You're not that again. Far in the class.
No.
Sally Hansen.
Okay. I went to this hairstylist event a couple weeks ago, and they sold scissors by Mitsuwani Scissors. Uh-huh. They're Japanese scissors, and they actually considered the best in the market for barbers, as far as I know.
Okay.
Sounds like you're working for that company because those are overpriced. And I'm going to show you. You can do a great haircut with this. There's glue on there.
Children's safety scissors.
Yeah. There's glue on there. For sure there's rust and probably a pube. And let's fucking cut these bangs.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited right now.
Me too. I feel like
you are my favorite.
I think all of us are excited at the same time from different reasons. I'll be careful with the mic.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Cool. I love getting my hair cut.
The front actually is the hardest to do, at least for me.
Why? Because it's so long and sexy and luxurious?
Because it's the easiest to fuck up.
Why are bangs the easiest? Oh, because it's the most visible?
Yeah.
Got it.
Cutting with these scissors is going to be a challenge.
Okay, be careful.
No,
it
gives it
there,
a cool,
kid.
Like, jagged edge.
Please be careful.
She's not like performing like aortic surgery. Relax. It's fucking hair, Steven. It's not a big deal.
You are aware that I'm cutting just like half an inch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. I don't give a shit. I don't.
On those
truly
scissors,
don't
I'm watching that. The scissors are literally just bending the hair. Like, you know how you have that like pair of rusty,
you gotta
gluey.
Honk it. You got to really lean into the cut.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is you think people that are cutting their hair at home, if you're listening to this episode and you're like, I want to cut my hair at home and I want to practice. Do you think people have professional shears when you're making decisions to cut your hair in your home, in your bedroom? You're not someone who's got the foresight to make sure you have professional tools.
I mean,
This is what I use to cut my hair, Steven.
Okay.
To give it that cool look that you like so much.
It's true. Yeah, the scissors are.
I don't want
to. You don't want to mess her up too bad.
You guys, it's hair. It's not a big deal.
I'm like blown away at how serious they're taking this.
See, I'm so like, oh my God. I'm very impressed. You're just like, I don't give a fuck.
I truly don't give a shit.
I don't give a shit right now.
It's hair. How many times do I have to fucking say it? It grows back.
Yeah.
With these scissors.
You know what? I think that's the
just
lesson. I think that's the lesson of this episode. Like, it's just hair is a metaphor for anything.
The lesson that you are not taking away.
That right. is the lesson. Yeah, no. Look, it works for you, but I take my hair.
The lesson
seriously.
That Stephen hopes some of the listeners take into their hearts and minds and lives.
But
I
myself am not yet ready to adopt.
Who gives a shit?
I'm not willing to do more than that, to be honest okay. with you.
Really?
It's good.
You can fucking hack it straight across. I'll cut my own hair in the mirror.
No, I think we're okay.
Well, now I want bangs. I really did want bangs when we did the episode.
No problem.
Well, but you should go and get professionally done.
I can do it right here in 2 minutes.
Yeah, Wendy will just do it.
Okay.
Well, I know that Tali's being professional. It's not a big deal. I'll just cut it myself.
I haven't paid for a haircut in probably 15 years.
You just got a haircut recently.
Yeah, that I didn't pay for because my friend did it.
Yeah, and is your friend a stylist?
Yes.
Well, but that's just being resourceful, not necessarily getting a bad haircut.
Well, yeah. But this isn't getting a bad haircut
no,
either.
No, no, we're okay.
Is my point.
Okay, so we're wrapped.
What?
What's your final thought? I don't want to make you get a bad haircut.
It's not a bad haircut. Oh my God, I'm losing my mind. I wish I was, Wendy, I swear to God, I'm so sorry I'm 3,000 miles away because I would grab those fucking scissors and just hack the shit out of your hair right now.
Thank you.
Watch. And then we go do a shot.
For the record,
Tali
is being
together.
Very professional.
Tali's being very professional because she's a professional stylist and she doesn't want to mess it up. And I didn't bring professional scissors. So now that was the professional part of the show. And now this is the part of the Jammer
this
show.
This is the real shit.
Where we do the real thing, which is, hey, we're going to, I'm just getting a mirror. So cool. So thank you. So this is how I cut my bangs.
And now how often do you really do this?
I cut my own hair maybe 6 weeks.
Okay.
So I just so that was a professional way. And now this is the Wendy way. And we're doing it in the daytime. And
which is weird. That's weird. Are you nervous to do this not at 3-4 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, it feels very weird to be sober. Spoiler alert. I lied about drinking earlier. It feels weird to be doing this sober. And yeah, in the daytime for sure. So I just take it like this. And I pull it down in a widow's peak. And a lot of times...
A Danzig.
And then a lot of times, I don't even look, and I just hack it. So you see what I'm doing here?
Yep.
And then I get all that hair.
There you go.
That's all you have to do. And then you brush it back.
Okay.
And then look.
That
and now
looks great.
Look. And now it's banged, and they're a little bit shorter. Easy.
Okay, my lesson...
How hard
my,
is that?
My takeaway...
Oh, it looks super cute.
My takeaway...
Right? I love you with bangs.
Yeah, I like a little... So you just... snip it off, and then guess what? If it looks funky, you can go like this. When you look in the mirror later, you go like, oh, wait, this is a little long, and then you just cut one piece off.
All right.
How's that for punk rock, Steven?
Yeah.
How's that for punk rock, Steven? I'm not even talking to the mic. I'm so...
I know. You're so edgy.
I love cutting my own hair.
Man, I have to say my takeaway is that I care way too much.
Yeah.
That just now you're getting this? Hair episode?
I think we've all learned that it takes me a very long time to come around to change.
See, look at this here. Look, and there's a video. Look at all that hair I cut off. It was just, it's hair. It grows back. Whatever.
All right.
So now I'm all fired up. I swear to God, I get more of a dopamine dump from cutting my own hair. Because I like doing, it's doing shit. You're like, cool, I did it. Great.
Well, you did it. And then it's like an obvious change.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like you do something and then it's an immediate, like now I look different. Now there is a change.
Right.
I did something and the it's here it is.
Yeah. It's a fun thing. And then it's done and it's very easy. And sometimes you can be very emo and talk about the arc of it.
You could overthink it.
Or you could overthink it, or, you know, but that's when you're going to be alive for all of eternity.
I mean,
some of us are only
going to
be here for maybe.
Yeah, we got to do it.
If you have several lifetimes worth of experience, you're going to overanalyze. It's very boring.
Right. But hey, we're, you know, the rest of us, if I'm lucky, 60 years?
Oh, Wendy.
Not 60 more.
Oh, Wendy.
Yeah, you're. I mean, we don't have that much time on the planet to sit and obsess about our hair.
Yeah, life's short. Cut your hair.
I love it. Feels so good. It must be bad for me. Feels so good. It must be bad for me. Feels so good. It must be bad for me.
Let's do it. Let's do it again. Talia, do you have anything? Where are you cutting? What's the name of your hair cutting place? Where can we find you?
Fellow Barber. They have three locations in the city and one in Williamsburg. And okay. If you do go, I recommend Raquel in the West Village and Richie Pierce in Williamsburg.
Okay, cool. Well, thank
Sweet.
You so much.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Hey, what do you guys, do you want to, for the next week's, for the challenge? For this week. So obviously we did this one. We knocked it out. If you want to cut your own hair, send us pictures, send us videos.
I'll sketch it.
Yeah, you will not sketch anybody's hair. If you send us pictures, if you cut your hair or different things.
Well, and also, like, if you're scared to cut, go get your hair cut.
Yeah.
Yeah, or just go
make
get a
change.
Hair.
Diet. I'm getting my hair done Tuesday.
Oh, cool. What are you going to do?
I don't know yet.
Ooh, it's a mystery. We'll find out.
I'm just going to get the, I'm going to get to my friend's house and have a few beers, and then she's going to dye it and cut it and see what happens.
See how fucking easy it is, guys? Do you want to do for the next week, because we've been talking about our phones a lot and we haven't done it. Do you want to go through for the challenge for next week is shut off the microphones?
Yeah.
On our phone.
And notifications. Actually, we should maybe we should delete the all our social media apps.
Do you want to do that? And we can just do it through the phone.
Wait, but then we're not going to be. How are we going to update our?
No, here's what we're going to do. We will use. Let's give ourselves 1 hour a day on social media.
Okay.
And that's because for like Instagram and stuff like that. Yeah. But then I think let's do that. Let's limit 1 hour a day on our phone for social media stuff. And then the rest of the, and then like turn off the microphones, turn off the notifications, and use it just as a phone, and try to like refrain from Googling shit. Like.
Yeah, go to a bar. Get in a fight with somebody.
Yeah, I mean, unless you're...
Because you both think the answer to a question's different.
Yeah, just... just start a fight with somebody.
And that's then next week's challenge. Start a fight with somebody. Cut your own hair and start a fight with
yeah,
somebody.
Start a fight about the movie, The Labyrinth. And then after you beat the shit out of your opponent, force them to hold you down and cut bangs for you. Jammers. Like something like that.